Saturday, September 5th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 19 through 23. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, that he would be called a Nazarene. The Savior in Obscurity. After Herod's death, Joseph brings Jesus and his mother back from Egypt, but God directs them away from Judah and into Galilee. There, Jesus grows up in the seemingly insignificant town of Nazareth. Matthew emphasizes that even these ordinary, hidden circumstances belong to God's saving purpose. Matthew's reference to the prophets points toward the Old Testament expectation of the promised branch, while also highlighting the humble and despised reputation associated with Nazareth. Our Lord's humility begins long before his public ministry. The eternal Son of God is content to be known as a Nazarene. He does not come with earthly splendor, but in weakness and lowliness. This humility ultimately leads him to the cross, where the one despised by men bears the sins of the world. Do not despise the ordinary places where God has placed you. Christ works through humble means and promises to remain with his people. The Savior who lived in obscurity now gives himself openly for you in word and sacrament. Amen.